KOZ4 TMA, monitoring on Echolink.
4DJC, KO4 NUE. JC, KO4 NUE. For NUE, no contact, I'm clear.
KO4 NUE, KZ4 TMA.
TMA, I believe it was, KO4 NUE. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Chad, this is Simon, KZ4 TMA. I'm on Echolink right now, and that means, you know, I missed the first 1 second of each transmission, so I couldn't hear if you were calling someone or just testing or what.
Today, sir. Echolink sounds good. He dropped out once or twice there intermittently, but other than that, sounds pretty good. How are you today?
All right, that's good to hear. Yeah, I'm surprised by how long it's taking to stop each transmission. So, you know, when I click my smartphone screen to stop, there's a good 3 seconds that it takes before it moves over to receive mode. So I missed the first part of that transmission again. But anyway, I'm doing all right. Hope you are too. Like I said, I heard you, but I missed the first part of your transmission, so I couldn't tell if you were just testing or trying to reach anybody. But yeah, I'm doing all right. I was trying to call you the other day, didn't reach you, but am I right in remembering you're still running the Tuesday night net?
This is KO4NUE. Yeah, roger that. So I run Tuesday night nets, and my wife, KO4RYP, she runs the Monday night nets 2 Mondays out of the month. Miss Wendy runs the other 2 Mondays, and Anna runs the opposite 2.
Okay, great. Yeah, that's what I thought, and I think Patrick told me you were still doing that, because the reason I ask is I've always wanted to join that Tuesday night, if I'm right in remembering that it's still kind of a roundtable discussion, especially for newbies like me. Anyway, I hear it hadn't been too, there hadn't been a whole lot of folks staying on for that kind of discussion on Tuesdays, but if that's still happening, I would love to try soon. I've got a handful of rookie questions.
Well, bring them on. Let me say that again. I know you got some latency going on, so absolutely. Tuesday nights, come on, or, we'd love to have you. And, that's where all the smart people are, the nightly nets. So if there's some kind of question that can't be answered, then we there's usually somebody on frequency that can answer it, that's pretty smart with those kind of things. But if you got some questions you need answered, send them on. I'll see if I can answer them. If not, then I'll find an answer and get it back to you. What you got?
Yeah, all right, sounds good. Now, it's just hard for me, that 9 p.m. slot. I've got young kids, and that's just the trickiest time for me to get away. So I almost never am able to join the nets, except I did happen to be driving about a week ago, I guess, that night that you were calling it on a Friday or Saturday, and it was so rough we jumped over to the A2 machine. Anyway, by the way, I think you handled that well. That was kind of a rough night. But no, thank you. I would love to ask you my questions right now, but I'm picking up somebody right here. They're about to hop in. So I'll save them for Tuesday. And no, I don't think there's any chance that I have questions that somebody can't answer. Just real basic stuff as I try to – I'm thinking about setting up my first base station at home, whereas I've always just had a mobile rig. So just those kind of real preliminary kind of planning questions for equipment, that kind of thing. Anyway, I hope you're doing all right, and I hope you've had some good time up at the shack lately. No bears, I hope. I'll say 73s, and sorry to be so short, but I've got my my passenger hopping in right now. KO4NUE, thanks again. Good to chat. KZ4TMA.
KZ4TMA, KO4NUE. Roger that, Simon. 73, sir, you have a wonderful weekend, and enjoy the weather. Please be safe. It was a pleasure talking to you. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
KO4NUE. KO4PXB.
KO4PXB. KO4NUE. Hey, Lloyd, how are you, sir?
How are you and Anna doing?
We're on Highway 11, headed to the house, so she's sitting over here in the passenger seat with me. How have you been?
That's it. enjoying the nice cool weather. Was outside for a little while, sitting and just relaxing.
I hear you. Well, what you got on the agenda for this weekend? Nothing but relaxation. Let's see, you did last weekend with the State Guard, so you might be recovered by now. Might take you till tomorrow afternoon. Am I right?
That's as far as Tracy knows, yes. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. It only takes about 1 or 2 days to recover. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm pretty much studying and looking over the information, refreshing it for the general testing stuff. But I have a question.
Sure, I can answer it, but I'll do everything I can. What you got?
I'm not sure if they just round up the information when they're determining the frequencies for like the like the 220 meters. When you divide the 300 by 135, it comes up to 222. And so I'm just not sure how it actually comes up with just the 2,200.
Let's back up for just a little bit. So what are we trying to, what, can you read the question to me?
Well, if I could, when you, it's pretty much wanting to know when you're, if you have the 300 and you divide it by the 135 kilohertz, that it, you're pretty much just trying to determine what the frequency range is for the, like the 220 meters. But when you divide the 330 by the 135, it doesn't come up with the 2,200 even. I'm just not sure if they're just rounding it down to the 2,200.
I'm still not sure what you, are you trying to change, let's do it this way, are you trying to change from kilohertz to megahertz, or I'm still not sure. So here's what I'm struggling with, is that I'm not sure. The only division that I can recall, which doesn't mean a whole lot, is determining your antenna length, dividing the frequency by 468. That, and there's some power function, power formulas on there to determine wattage and power and things like that. But I'm not understanding what you're trying to do there, Lloyd.
That was definitely my, I'm actually talking about the U.S. amateur radio band, that way determining those frequencies, how they get the, like the 2200 and all that information.
Is that an example question, or is there an actual exam question that uses that formula?
Yes, one of the exam questions, and yes, that is one exam question that I'm looking for, the of actually how it's written out. Give me a few seconds if I can find it.
KO4NUE, KO4PXB.
Can you go ahead, Lloyd?
When I get the exact question, I'll give you a ring back. Right now I'm having computer issues. I'm not able to get the exact wording of the question. So pretty much what it amounts to is when, if you divide the 300 by the 135, you get the, and it's supposed to come up with the 220 meters. So that's why I'm trying to figure out, because when you do that, it actually comes up to the 22222, not the actual even 200.
That narrows things down just a little bit, I guess. So I'm assuming you're talking about frequencies on the band plan. Is that correct as far as you're talking about 220 megahertz? Am I close?
That is correct.
I'm sure where the 130 is coming in there. I mean, I can tell you what I know about the bands. I mean, they typically range from one frequency to the other. As far as the math goes, Lloyd, I'm not familiar with the 130 or 135 as far as, you know, what the division is. I just have to see the question and then probably can... once I see the question, know what section of the exam it's in and go from there, I guess. But I just 135 is just not ringing a bell with me. So give me a holler when you find the question and we'll dig through it. But like I said, that's just not ringing a bell.
Well, do appreciate it. KO4PXB, enjoy the rest of your ride home.
I'm sorry I couldn't help you, but just give me a holler, Wolf, when you find out what section it is, because they group most of the formulas in there together, or the like topics. I just need to get on the same page with you to see what section it's in, and go from there. That's about all I can do, I guess.
All right, Chad, please be careful. I'll say 73 till then. Please be careful.
Tracy, if we said hello, and you be safe. And it's KO4 NUE. I'm clear.